fast of coaxing Tehran back into serious nuclear talks. European Union officials failed last week to persuade Iran's new hardline administration to agree on a date to resume negotiations in Vienna over reviving a 2015 pact President Barack Obama struck with Tehran. Since the election 4 months ago of an ultra-conservative cleric to the Iranian presidency, Tehran has said it is ready to restart talks soon, but has avoided picking a specific date. Meantime, Western officials are becoming increasingly alarmed about Iran's nuclear activities. Security analysts calculate Iran is just a month away from being able to produce a bomb's worth of highly enriched uranium. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Latin America this week to discuss ways to tackle irregular migration as Colombia hosts nearly 2 million Venezuelan migrants and Ecuador also hosts a large number. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said in a statement that Blinken spoke Tuesday with Chile's foreign minister and Colombia's vice president and thanked them for co-hosting Wednesday's migration ministerial in Bogota, and for, quote, granting temporary protective status to nearly 2 million Venezuelan migrants, end quote. In a separate statement, he said Blinken spoke with Chile's foreign minister and expressed his appreciation for participating in Wednesday's meeting and for, quote, Chile's ongoing support for refugees and migrants from the region, particularly from Venezuela and Haiti, end quote. Venezuela is said to be high on the agenda as Blinken visits Ecuador and Colombia this week, his first visit to South America as the top U.S. diplomat. This is VOA News. The virus hit Egina Banner in North China's Inner Mongolia has closed ports, shut scenic spots, halted public transportation, and conducted extensive testing and tracing after five COVID-19 cases were found among tourists. Egina Banner reported five COVID-19 cases, all from the same tour group from northwest China's Shaanxi province, the local health commission told a press conference Tuesday morning. A total of 197 close contacts and 85 secondary close contacts with the COVID-19 cases have been identified. The new infections have prompted a COVID-19 emergency response from local authorities. Many scientists are pressing the British government to reimpose social restrictions and speed up booster vaccinations as coronavirus infection rates that are Europe's highest rise still further. Monday, the UK recorded the largest number since mid-July. New infections increased 15% over the week before. Last week, the Office for National Statistics estimated that 1 in 60 people in England had the virus. The European Commission is considering potential legal and financial responses after Poland's Constitutional Court challenged the supremacy of EU law, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Tuesday. Speaking during a meeting of EU lawmakers in Strasbourg, von der Leyen said of the Polish court's ruling earlier this month, quote, "We cannot and will not allow our common values to be put at risk," end quote. The increased tensions between Poland and the EU fed speculation Poland could move toward withdrawing. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma still continues shooting out molten rock and lava early Tuesday, a month after it erupted. It's situated on one of the Canary Islands off northwest Africa. Prompt evacuations have helped avoid casualties. Scientists monitoring the eruption have seen no indication that it is abating. At least 22 people have died after torrential rains swept through villages and flooded roads in the southern India state of Kerala, according to the Press Trust of India, PTI. The PTI news agency quoted officials as saying rescuers recovered the bodies in two of the worst-hit districts, where the heavy downpours triggered massive landslides. The National Disaster Response Force and the Indian Army are assisting with rescue efforts. The state chief minister said more than 100 relief camps have been set up to help those forced from their homes by flooding. A magnitude 6 earthquake hit the eastern Mediterranean off the Greek island of Karpathos Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the tremor was felt on the islands of Crete, Santorini, and Rhodes, Greek state TV said. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.